And each week, we bring you stories from New Zealanders who were forced to leave their homelands and have resettled here. And today we're speaking to Tran Lawrence, who lives in New Plymouth now, but was originally from Vietnam. Tran, welcome to Afternoons.
Oh, g'day Wallace, how are you, man? Thank you.
Yeah, good to have you on. Now, you're originally from Vietnam. What year did you leave there? How old were you?
I think it was about 78-ish. Things are always fuzzy around that time for us, and I think we were about four-ish. because in Vietnam, when you're born, you're one, you see. You're not zero.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so it's a little bit different when you come here and they ask you how old you are. So my birth date's a bit of a funny one. I don't actually...
How interesting.
Yeah.
You're one when you're born, yeah.
Yeah, so, it is interesting. Like, when we first got here, they sort of threw a dart at a board and said, oh, this is a good birth date for you. Take this one. So, yeah.
What was the situation that forced you to flee from your country? Tran, tell us about it.
I think the biggest fear was after the war, when the Americans pulled out, the biggest fear would have been retribution from the northern Vietnamese as they came down. So there was a lot of, a lot of fear and unknown there. And I think my father just wanted a better life for his kids, for ourselves. And he'd been thinking about how he was going to do it. And I suppose, and I'm really glad he did, but it was a massive, massive decision.
Who made the decision to leave? Was it your father? Was it a difficult process, having to extract the family from Vietnam?
Yes, it was. I would hate to have been in that situation.
Yeah.
His family was pulling him to stay and just see how things were. And he was adamant that he wanted better education and better opportunities for us. His family actually wanted to keep my second sister with them and to split the family up. And he was adamant that that wasn't going to happen. So in the end, he made the decision to head off. And that process was very long and scary as well.
It would be hard for us to, I mean, here you are, you're pretty young, but it'd be hard for us here, listen to it, Tran, to kind of understand really what the country went through. I was reading an American historian, was it the great Arthur Schlesinger, who said, there was never a greater tonnage of bombs dropped on the likes of Vietnam, Laos and Cambodia ever since the Second World War, so much so that people were wondering whether the country would ever survive at all.
It's as you travel through Vietnam, it's a country of moments. Some moments are just absolutely amazing and it fills and sings to your soul, and then some moments are just, it will break your heart in seconds, So it's one of those amazing countries where everywhere you turn, there's moments. And I've had lots of friends come back and go, wow, we love that, or man, that was really rough, So, very beautiful, interesting country.
In a sense, do you get the feeling that, because Vietnam has obviously opened up to the world, hasn't it, in terms of commerce, has happened in the last 20 years, but do you get a sense that outsiders might not appreciate the true extent to how much the country suffered? When you go out to the regions, people are, in a way, still living the war.
Yes, there is. And with North and South, it's completely two different, even though they're in the same country, the outlook and mentality of both is very, very different on the views of how the war went.
Right.
And so for me, being a southerner, I find it incredibly difficult to travel through the north because of my accent and dialect. And I found that up there it was easier just to speak in English rather than announce to them that I was Vietnamese.
Is that right?
Yeah. And the funny thing was, my dad was always like, we'll go anywhere in Vietnam except the north. We'll stay in the south. And whether that was, scaremongering or just historical, it was always like that. And but having said that, last time we were up there with my wife, We stayed in the French Quarter, and it was beautiful. It was a lovely, soft light, beautiful time of year.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Tran Lawrence, who lives in New Plymouth now, originally from Vietnam. So what does Vietnam mean to you now, Tran? Going back there, what does it signify to you?
It's a love-hate thing, really. Yeah. Being, you know, having come into New Zealand at such a young age, I identify myself as Kiwi, as a New Zealander. I'm from Vietnam, and it's a strange situation where I find myself where I don't quite fit into New Zealand.
Yes.
But I don't also, I definitely don't fit into Vietnam at the moment as well. So it's a funny foot on each camp, and you don't quite belong in either.
Is that tricky? Because we all need a homecoming. We all need a home. You know, Taronga Wai Wai, where we sense we belong.
Yes. For me, in my head, in my heart, I'm a Kiwi, New Zealander. New Zealand's my home, always will be. But there is always that sense of, you know, wanting to know where you come from and finding your background. So, yeah, it's a very love-hate thing. But, definitely beautiful.
You were very young at the time, but is there any early memories of you coming to Aotearoa? Was there an early memory that you can always sort of think of, you know, 5, 6, 7 growing up?
Yeah, it was one of the earliest memories was actually... Because, you know, in Malaysia, we used to, we didn't have a lot of food in Malaysia because of the rationing. And so we used to always sneak out at night and try to find food. And so when we were at the, when we first got to the Mangere refugee camp, as it was known back then, it was the same. We would sneak out at night to find food. And I remember us buying, my uncles and my father buying a cooked chicken, you know, just like what we always have now, a cooked chicken. And they thought it was awful, and they got sick on it, and they said the food around here was terrible. And that was one of my very first memories of the refugee, the Mangere refugee camp here.
Yeah, how interesting. Yeah, and there's a great picture of you, Tran, too, on the afternoon's page of you as a young child in a boat on the beach too of Malaysia. But I guess on a final note, how did New Zealand, or how has New Zealand treated your mum and dad, your family, yourself? Were they happy when they arrived here?
I think, I don't think they truly fitted in. Yeah. And after 30-something years here where they tried to fit in, they tried to learn the language and all those sort of things, they just never felt welcome and fitted in. And so they actually sold up and moved back to Vietnam.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, after quite a few years in New Zealand. But for us, you know, as kids growing up here, you know, we're Kiwis. And so that was never an option for us to go back with them to live as such. So to answer your question, it was very tough for them. In the first few years, very, very tough for us kids trying to learn the language and the idiosyncrasies of the school grounds and the education system. Very, very tough, yeah.
Tran Lawrence, it's great to have you on the show.